Vet in a Spin by James Herriot. Read by Christopher Timothy. Chapter 1. This was a very different uniform. The Wellingtons and breeches of my country vet days seemed far away as I climbed into the baggy flying suit and pulled on the sheepskin boots and the gloves. The silk ones first, then the big clumsy pair on top. It was all new, but I had a feeling of pride. Leather helmet and goggles next. Then I fastened on my parachute, passing the straps over my shoulders and between my legs, and buckling them against my chest before shuffling out of the flight hut onto the long stretch of sunlit grass. Flying Officer Woodham was waiting for me there. He was to be my instructor, and he glanced at me apprehensively, as though he didn't relish the prospect. With his dark, boyish good looks, he resembled all the pictures I'd seen of Battle of Britain pilots, and in fact, like all our instructors, he had been through this crisis in our history. They had been sent here as a kind of holiday after their tremendous experience, but it was said that they regarded their operations against the enemy as a picnic compared with this. They had faced the might of the Luftwaffe without flinching, but we terrified them. As we walked over the grass, I could see one of my friends coming into land. The little biplane slewed and weaved crazily in the sky. It just missed the clump of trees, then about 50 feet from the ground, it dropped like a stone, bounced high on its wheels, bounced twice again, then zigzagged to a halt. The helmeted head in the rear cockpit jerked and nodded as though it were making some pointed remarks to the head in front. Flying Officer Woodham's face was expressionless, but I knew what he was thinking. It was his turn next. The Tiger Moth looked very small and alone on the wide stretch of green. I climbed up and strapped myself into the cockpit while my instructor got in behind me. He went through the drill, which I would soon know by heart like a piece of poetry.